99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Welcome back, friends. 884-9910, our number to call if you are interested, and I think a lot of people are getting interested in getting a little bit of extra money in your pocket. If you are over the age of 62, a reverse mortgage is a fantastic way to get the money you need for retirement. We're going to check this out a bit further this segment with my good friend Patty Wood from American Pacific Mortgage, whose job it is to find the right lender for you. That's what you do, right? You go lender shopping?
Well, with a reverse mortgage, I'm a specialist. I've been doing this for over 15 years, so I'm hoping that people call me and I will educate them and I will hold their hand and get them through the best option for them.
You are the most numbers crazy person I've ever known. You come in here, what was a stack here of 25 papers, and there's like charts and numbers and circles and arrows. I never understood people who loved numbers because it was my worst topic in school.
Oh, yes. No, I just want to make sure that we get the right option for the right person. And if the reverse mortgage works for them, I have it clearly so that you understand it. Mm-hmm. And I got to get you to understand it before I can get everybody else to understand
it. I'm getting
there,
but the thing is, I don't really have to understand everything.
That's true.
You know everything. You're a great, you lead people through this maze, and it pays off. I've heard from many people who have this reverse mortgage, and they just think it's the greatest. There's not really a catch there. They get this monthly check, and they are not being moved out of their home at all.
Right.
So the reason you're here, we bring it back. We break the misconceptions out there because there are several. And also talk to people, again, 62 and older, how can they purchase a home with about what? The topic today is
the reverse purchase, right?
The reverse purchase. Okay, now this is lesson number, how many have we had here? Five?
Yeah.
But this would benefit a lot of people, so we're narrowing it down here. This is for folks 62 and older.
Correct, 62 okay. and older.
What can they do?
Well, it must be their primary residence. And, as you get older, sometimes maybe you're in a two-story house. You want to scale down, get into a single-story home.
Yes.
Maybe your spouse has passed away. You want to move closer to your children. Maybe you just want to relocate out of the state that you're living in because you don't like what's going on in that state, which is what we've seen here in Nevada. Well, I tell people the reverse purchase is fabulous because you can take, let's say you sold your house for $650,000 and you owe $150,000 on it. And so you come here after your closing costs and everything, you have $475,000. You can come here and buy a home for, instead of putting all of your money into the home, like you can buy a $500,000 house here in the Reno, this Nevada area, and a $500,000 house, and you would normally have to bring in about $329,700, not have a mortgage payment, but now they changed the rules last year where a seller can help up to 6% with your closing cost. So if the seller paid the closing cost, now if you can go up to 6%. So if it's not quite 6% on a $500,000 house, this is for a 70-year-old. I ran these numbers for a 70-year-old just because it's in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to bring in about $306,000. So that's, you take your $306,000, you stick your other $150,000 in the bank, and then you have a cushion in the bank. You have a home.
So the older you are, the less you have to put in?
Correct. Yes. Because your life expectancy is shorter the older that you are.
Same. Oh, don't keep reminding me.
No, but it works the same, just that. Like the regular traditional. The difference is when you own your home and you have to pay off a mortgage maybe, or maybe you own it outright, then you take that equity. You pay off the loan and you can take some equity out. When you do a reverse purchase, you don't have a home. So you take your lump of cash and you go purchase a home with a reverse purchase. And so instead of just getting a $300,000...
When you purchase this home with a reverse purchase, do you, you keep the title?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The title is just only in your name. There's a lien against your property like any other loan. If you were to go get a traditional conventional loan from another company, then they would be on, you know, they would have a lien against the property. So title is in your name. If you have a trust, the title goes into the trust. We keep it all simple like that.
How perfect does your credit have to be to get this?
It doesn't.
Really?
Doesn't have to be perfect, no. You know, we encourage people, of course, always to have a good credit. But there are situations where, again, if you lost a spouse or maybe your spouse was in the hospital and you have all these medical bills and so you got behind on things, as long as there's extenuating circumstances, a good reason why you got behind on something, then we'd be able to, you know, I write good letters and I just help people get into this home. I have to income qualify them. So most people are on Social Security or have some kind of, you know, by the time you're 70, you really don't want to be working unless you have to. But sometimes they have to work because they either have a mortgage or they don't have the funds. And so that's when it's the perfect situation for a reverse mortgage.
I think a great selling point, Patty, is that, and I have to keep repeating this to people, they're always surprised to hear, what these loan payments you get every month from your reverse mortgage are non-taxable.
That's correct.
Non-taxable. And if you can ask for an advance, too, on,
yes,
on the loan?
Yes, depending on how much equity you have in your home. So if you can do it a couple different ways.
So you're not set to the same amount
no.
every month. If
no.
you need the money, you just...
Correct.
And that's not taxable, right?
Correct.
In advance.
And sometimes you can just get a line of credit. You want, you know, maybe you're only 65 or 68 and you want to get your ducks in a row for when you do plan on retiring. You can get a line of credit and just draw from that line of credit as you need it. And then let's say you get older, maybe into your 80s, you're both retired now, and you're maybe you lose a spouse and so you lose that income. Well, all you got to do is contact your servicing company and have them start making you monthly payments. You can do that. So you can switch it up at any time.
The closing costs are a big deal, but buyers can now ask for up to 6% of closing costs paid by sellers.
Correct. On a reverse purchase, yes. On a reverse purchase, on a reverse purchase, the closing costs aren't that big of a deal because you're still going to have title and escrow and all these, you know, appraisal fees and all the fees when you purchase a home anyways. If you look at the big picture of not having a monthly mortgage payment, that's when it's great. But up until last year, sellers, there was no seller concessions allowed at all. And now you can ask the seller to pay up to 6%. Now, if your closing costs aren't quite 6%, then, you know, that's where I step in. And I help the realtor and I say, let's figure out, you know, what the percentage is, or let's just ask for the seller to pay a flat fee of the borrower's closing
cost. What types of homes are eligible for this?
Same,
now, when we're talking FHA, they can't be like in bad shape, right?
Correct. They can't be a fixer-upper. Now, I want to also tell people that if it's an outdated home, that's not a fixer-upper. It might be a fixer-upper to you.
So that qualifies.
But it qualifies, absolutely. Any health or safety issues is when it becomes a problem.
Tell us about John Doe here.
Oh,
because you is this a real person?
No, this is my sample.
She loves numbers so much. She does imaginary people and breaks down the cost for them.
Well, and like I said, this was on a $500,000 purchase.
Okay.
So somebody comes here and says, because as we all know, a lot of people, it's gotten better, but a lot of people used to think I'm going to move to Nevada and I'm going to have this big, gorgeous house for $200,000. Well, now let's say you can buy this house for $500,000 and it's exactly what you want. It's in the neighborhood you want. It's right down the street from your children or your whoever you want to, you know, your sister. And So you take your buying a $500,000 house, all you have to put down is $306,000. That's the down payment and your closing cost on a $500,000 house, and not have a monthly mortgage payment. Now, you do want to make sure that you can afford the taxes and insurance on it, because you will be responsible for the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance.
Sure.
And if there's any HOA or anything like that. But that's, you know, that's the beauty of the reverse purchase, is being able to get the house that you want in the price that you want, and the realtor can find you exactly what you want.
There's so many variations to this whole thing that everybody, the only catch is you have to be 62 or over 62, right?
You have to be 62 or older, and only one. You know, if you have a spouse that's younger, however, it is based.
I wish.
It is based on the younger of the two.
Yeah.
So, you know, I run numbers like that. But anybody that's interested, even if you're just curious about it, I want to remind you that this is, I love what I do. And this is what, you know, I had somebody call me last week, just a side note here, and he was so concerned. His mom passed away. He knew nothing about a reverse mortgage. And he said, what do I do? And he said, I'll pay you. And I said, no, you don't need to pay me, because this is what I like, educating people. I like helping people. If you have a parent that has passed away and you find out they have a reverse mortgage, or if you're a realtor that's taken a listing and you find out there's a reverse mortgage, that's what I'm here for.
You don't charge?
No.
Who pays you?
Well, when I do a loan, that's when I get paid. But all my consultations.
From the loan company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I don't charge for a consultation to sit with somebody and explain it, and because this is what I love to do.
That's awesome, Patty. Patricia Wood, and your direct, what's the website again?
Well, my email. Let's
get your email.
My
okay.
email, yeah. If we go to the website, it's longer, but my email is Patricia, Patricia, period, Wood, Wood, at APMortgage, MORTGAGE.com.
Okay.
And yes, my phone number is 775-954-0366.
I mean, you're just eager to see new numbers. I just can tell. She wants your numbers, folks.
Yes, but I do love, you know, giving this option, a reverse purchase. Why not check into it if you're 62 or older?
I know. And this whole thing, I mean, reverse mortgage payments by the month are a godsend to a couple of people that I know.
A lot of people mentioned,
yeah, you have to come up with the tax money if you buy the house and everything. But those payments can go toward paying that.
Correct.
So,
yes, absolutely. And so many people nowadays are having to tap into the retirement earlier than they expected.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so they're running out of money.
Yes.
And why not use the equity in your home, convert that into the money that you need for every
day? If you don't use the equity in your home,
they're not going to dig a hole.
When you're gone, they're not going to bury the house with you. So.
No, no. And, you know, nowadays, the other thing.
I'm hard selling it a bit too much, but I am very, you know, pro deals like this.
Yeah, well, good.
It helps a lot of seniors out.
It does. And, you know, there's been children in the past concerned, oh, no, reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But it has changed so much. And the good thing is property values go up a little bit, and even if it was flat, they don't give you all your equity out. So there's usually, you know, 9 out of 10 people have equity left to pass on to their children.
Fantastic way to get the money you need for retirement. Thank you, Patty Wood, for coming out, and I'm going to repeat your number one more time. Do you mind the cell phone? Or you like the direct?
The direct line.
Okay,
77. It'll roll over to my cell phone.
Oh, really? You figured that out?
Oh, yes.
775-954-0366.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Great talking to you again.
Thank you.
Give Patty a call. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break, be back, open topic. Then we'll open up phone lines on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time 1020.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
John Potter here. Saturday mornings, all mine. Mine, mine, mine. 888-499-10, number to call. It's all live and local. We have a union vote for a South Reno Starbucks. Have you heard about this? Enough employees wanted a union vote for the South Reno Starbucks. These are the workers at the South McCarran and Lakeside Starbucks. They filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to unionize with Starbucks Workers United. Say what? They joined a growing national movement of more than 9,500 union baristas at nearly 400 Starbucks stores, organizing to improve, they say, their working conditions, wages, scheduling, and policies that respond to discrimination and harassment on the job. Other Starbucks across the country have already gone union, and I think about seven of them are in Nevada. I know there are four in Las Vegas that are unionized, which is weird because you think, well, even though Nevada is a right-to-work state, that kind of goes against with a lot of these union policies and such. But there are some benefits that these workers see and they want it. And I'll tell you, working at Starbucks is a tough job. The company, from what I hear from the people I know who work at Starbucks, the company is really like good companies are. They want productivity big time. They want you behind the counter to have conversations and get to know the customers. They want you to make drinks as fast as possible and never fall behind on cleaning, all while understaffed. You know, I go to my Starbucks a lot, and even though there are three or four workers behind the counter, they are always scrambling. I like Starbucks and their workers at the one store that I go to, the only one with soft chairs. It took them away everywhere else. But I've gone there for years and years and years, you know. But they're not forced to work those jobs. You can look to improve your skills and get a better job. You know, you're not ordered to work at Starbucks. Life is full of choices. And, you know, when I look at this movement going to get Uber Eats and DoorDash drivers, also to join a union, there's a union for them. It's called Rideshare Drivers United. And thousands of food delivery drivers, they went on strike just, a week or so ago on Valentine's Day. You know, we didn't have an Uber Eats or a DoorDash here in the 90s. We had Schwann's trucks. You were, do you know about these? You were uptown if you had the Schwann truck pull up to your house. Really, that's all you need. I mean, the Schwann truck has, I don't know if they're still around, but in the day they had ready-to-eat food and they had desserts and they had like grocery items like cartons of milk that you picked what you wanted from the Schwann's catalog and you called it in. And the Schwann's trucks, they have everything. And their food is really good. The prices weren't bad either. Anybody get Schwann's food? I don't know if they're still around. Now that I think about it, I'm surprised I haven't called in and still getting it. Are they still good? Are they still around?
I've seen a couple trucks driving between Reno and Carson City on my way home. But, you know, I not to knock Schwann's, but I do Walmart delivery or Instacart.
I hear great things about Walmart delivery, by the way.
Yeah, since they took over their delivery drivers themselves, yeah, they were contracted with another company and they were having problems. So they started an own little subsidiary for their own drivers. So, yeah, it's but no, I've used them a lot because for me to haul groceries from my car upstairs to the fourth floor down around the hall and things like that, I'd be making 20 trips.
They bring it into your house.
Yep, bring it right up into my house. They're great. And Instacart, it does the same thing. I like the personal shoppers. If I order Walmart and say $3, you know, pay $5 for 3 hours or less, they start shopping it, and it's your driver that's doing your shopping. So you only have him to blame or her to blame if something is not quite right. But they always check in with you on the app and say, hey, this isn't available. What would you, you know, do you want to substitute this? So, and that's nice.
The Schwann's thing, when I was here, gosh, I think in the 80s, they have this catalog. And you would go through the catalog, and they have the pictures of all the food and everything. And you just mark off on the order form. If you were a regular customer, you'd give them an order form for the next delivery, and you'd pick a date. If you're a first-time customer, you would pick your items, and you'd call the 800 number, and you'd order them. And this big old, it was like an old van truck. And this is why I think maybe they're not around anymore, because it was kind of an old 1950s type, you know, high-level work van that would come by with all the food and bring them out. The food, I have to say it again, food was good. And I hope I don't hear that dreaded thing. Oh, they used to be good. I would hate to hear it in this case. I've heard that way too much about everything lately. My gosh, I even heard it about Costco this week. They used to be good. I hate that sentence. Okay, we got a break for Fox News. Feel free to call 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Going to take a quick break, but the news is next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1031.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station. 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Thank you for your response. We got a couple of calls and messages about, of all things, Schwann's food trucks, which is great. Great. I was just asking if they were still around. Craig, what did you hear?
Well, we had one texter who says, I always see them in my neighborhood in Carson City. She never tried them, but they're in the Empire Ranch area, and it's there every week. Well, I was informed by a caller from Virginia City that Schwann's closed up their West Coast division about a week ago, and now they're concentrating on the East Coast. And if you want to do anything now, it's online and shipped to you.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for finding out for me, my friend, and thanks for the callers who were calling in. I know they're big fans of Schwann's because it is good food. In the studio with us, and we had so much response from your last visit, Derek. Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas, manufactured in Minden.
That's correct.
And this man, we were just talking about how he arrived to doing what he does, and it came from, as he's a real bookworm, he's read book after book after book. High five, man. I love reading. What book do you recommend to get the basics of brain health?
Google.
Okay. You're right. I'm sure they got the finest and the best out there. So we'll get to the brain health formulas you sell, but you have a vitamin C product that we're going to talk to today. But I have to give you some personal review here, because last time you brought your brain health pills. What do you call them?
Restore,
that's it. I haven't taken mine yet, but my wife has taken them. Now, I don't think she needs to take them because she's like super smart to begin with. And now she's even in a smarter know-it-all. So that's the bad part of it. But no, I got to ask you first, because I went on your website and everything, and I really want to get into this program of taking the brain health pills, Restore, and noticing the difference, which I hear people do notice the difference. When do you take the pills? Do you take it with food? And how many pills a day?
I recommend taking it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. I don't know, a lot of people have sensitive stomachs. They don't like taking supplements or pharmaceuticals first on an empty stomach because it upsets their stomach. So what we did was we paired a significant amount of MCT oil powder into the capsules, and that in itself is enough to calm down any overreaction by the stomach. So I recommend taking it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, because you get the best absorption because you've been more or less fasting all night. Mm-hmm. It's easier to get uptake all the ingredients, which are all natural components. What Restore does is it's kind of like reverse engineering the human from. So typically the way I view how the human functions, that we have a thought process in the brain, and then everything else works just kind of automatically. So, but when things, as we age, things start not working the way they used to. So we have to figure out some way to kind of, how do we start correcting deficiencies? And so by luck of the draw and a lot of trial and error.
For years.
For years, yeah. It took quite a while to figure out what type of amino acids and the amount of amino acids to put into this formula.
The brain does react to amino acids. That's
right.
A foregone conclusion. I learned that in school. Yeah.
And so we structured the amino acid profile to get into the stomach, get into the intestinal tract, to activate the immune system in the intestinal tract. Once you can activate the immune system then starts clearing away the blocked bacteria in the intestinal tract to start absorbing more and more nutrients naturally. So the more nutrients we can absorb, the less we want to eat, and the more uptake of nutrients we actually can provide to the brain, to the body, to heal and repair.
I know you don't want to give away the formula, but basically what's in these pills, Restore? What are the ingredients, basically?
There is, we have astaxanthin. It's one of the best antioxidants. We have spirulina.
Those are both, I used to take that.
They're both seaweed-based. They're fantastic. Easy, very bioavailable. We have a small amount of blue lotus extract, which we found that actually balanced the emotional body. And so when we can calm down the emotional body, most people don't think they can react either over-emotional or under-emotional. And this kind of just balances the playing field so we can function from a more appropriate emotional place. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier to reduce adrenaline trigger, and it's easier to not get into an overreaction. It's easier to play from a nice neutral playing field, which really enables us to function from a more efficient place.
And it comes from the right combination and
the right
ingredients.
One
ingredient does one thing, the other ingredient does another.
So in developing Restore, I actually spent a lot of time playing with, so these are really very small doses. I think the MCT oil powder, other than the amino acid complex, the MCT oil powder has the highest amount, which is only 40 milligrams. That's like a 1/32nd of a teaspoon.
Okay. Listen, I've taken Focus Faster. Did not work. Focus Factor. Right? What's in that?
That's that.
But that's just what?
Hypothetically, it's all vitamins.
Just vitamins. Okay.
But if you actually look at it, it'll say vitamin, all the B vitamins, but they don't tell you where.
I already take that.
What it's sourced from, and so these are the things I started paying attention to because I don't necessarily know that they're really bioavailable.
I got you.
And so I started paying attention to are these actually bioavailable vitamins?
Are they natural food?
That's just
based
it.
Vitamins, or are they artificially made vitamins? I know the difference there.
Right.
So I'm glad you said that. It's funny, when you came in, I thought, and I always say this to people, I say, hey, you want some coffee? Then I realized, oh, this guy doesn't need him. Doesn't need coffee. So, all right, now you have a vitamin C product. It's locally made in powder and capsule, and you say it's fruit-based. It's not all vitamin C fruit-based. What is this for, and what's in it?
Well, it really has bothered me for quite a few years how there's a ton of documents, a ton of research articles, a ton of papers written, published, that ascorbic acid is more or less a replacement for vitamin C. You know, it's viewed that way, it's valued that way. And if you look at some of the side effects of too much ascorbic acid, you can end up with kidney stones. You can end up with a kidney failure. You can end up with varicose veins. So people who take ascorbic acid still end up with varicose veins, still end up with kidney failure, still end up with fatty liver, still end up with atherosclerosis, still end up with heart attacks, still end up with... Does ascorbic acid really work? I question that. I know people personally who've taken ascorbic acid for years and years and years and still end up in horrible health as they age. And so there's.
I think there was a study that came out and said kind of blew away the whole idea that this was good, protects you from colds and things like that.
There's a lot of documents that say ascorbic acid is great for you. So here's one of the things I triggered in on is research documents, pharmaceuticals, universities, private companies, they all will say the same thing. Ascorbic acid is great. So what they say is 100 milligrams of ascorbic acid is 100% usable. I don't remember the specific wording because that matters. 100% it's absorbable or transmissible and gets into the blood supply. 100 milligrams, 100% efficient. However, what they also say is 100 milligrams of ascorbic acid gets into the blood supply, right? Mm-hmm. So that means it's 100. So they're defining that as 100% absorbable, but that's not the way the intestinal tract works. In order for us to actually, so what that actually means is it's passing through the intestinal wall, but it's not being absorbed.
Okay.
Because in order for us to absorb it, enzymes in our stomach and intestinal tract, bacteria in the intestinal tract, they have to take pieces of vitamin C. Mm. And so it'll break down as it actually is absorbed. So
Like food.
So if it is in the same form as we consume it, and it's in the same form as it is when it gets the blood supply, it did not get broken down in the stomach. It did not get broken down in the intestinal tract. It was not touched by bacteria or enzymes in the intestinal tract. It just passes through the intestinal wall.
And you combine your vitamin C with a lot of biotin, you mad scientist. So what's the advantage there? What does this do for you, vitamin C and biotin? Not just plain vitamin C, but the natural food vitamin C that you're talking about. What is the name of this product and what does it do for you?
So what we did was we focused on fruit extracts. So we found a company that will concentrate massive amounts of fruit and can concentrate vitamin C within that fruit itself. So all of our vitamin C products are only fruit based. And because we found fruit is 100% bioavailable. And so we recognized that in looking into more of the nervous system, biotin is a key component of developing or, let's see, I'm trying to phrase this properly, in the brain with memory and neurons and trying to rebuild certain aspects of the brain so we can maintain memory. There's a term called oligodendrocyte. And vitamin C and biotin are critical components for the oligodendrocytes to form.
Well, you have read a lot.
So yeah. It's critical for those because those are also responsible for remyelinating the myelin sheath of the central nervous system also to the peripheral nervous system.
I believe you. Okay.
And I can keep going.
Well, I mean, it's above my head. I got to take your pills. What is this issue over food dye allergies that just came out about red dye 40 and yellow 5 triggering ADHD?
It can be looked at as...
Is that for real?
Yeah. If certain kids...
And this red dye and this yellow, that's everywhere.
It is everywhere. And they're trying to outlaw it. I don't believe they use it in Europe because yellow 5 is like one molecular structure, one extra molecule, one slight variance away from methamphetamine.
Yeah.
So kids who have allergies to yellow 5, I did when I was a kid. Kids who have yellow 5 and red dye 40, they can have a reaction if they have an allergy to it. They can have an emotional reaction that might last for 3 to 5 days as a reaction because they have an allergy to it. And my assumption is that the kids kind of freak. The kids don't understand what's going on because they're a kid. They don't really understand, but they're just being a certain way. And what they don't understand is that why are the parents getting upset with them? And so if the kids are diagnosed with an allergy, of a food allergy, the parents might be more conscientious of trying to get foods that don't have those food dyes in them. So to reduce the chaos that happens to the parents, because the kid is emotionally completely out of control, but the kid doesn't have the ability to put themselves into control. Right. And so one of the things that I went through is I saw this happen to kids, having the reaction of the food dyes and what. So all my issues, all my 13 autoimmune disorders were all stemmed from TBI, traumatic brain injury, as an infant. And as I aged, everything got worse and worse and worse, which prompted me to develop an restore in the first place. But what I recognize in these kids is, oh my God, that is what I go through. And I could I locked in. I'm like, oh, they don't have any control what they're doing.
Right.
And so it's triggering certain aspects of the brain to have this completely out of control, uncontrollable emotional reaction. And they're a kid and the parents don't know what to do.
Right.
And so what Restore does with, and this is kids of any age, we've had kids as young as 2 years old take Restore, because we can open up the capsule and put it in juice, stir it up, and kids can drink it. And kids to adults, within 1 hour, the emotional reaction is gone, right back to normal.
And traumatic brain injury can be from physical, mental, emotional trauma. All three affect the brain pretty much the same way.
That's correct.
And before we give your website and address, and how different do you feel when you take your own product, Restore?
I'm comparing to where I'm at now to where I was, say, 6 years ago. Right. 6 years ago, I was wondering if I was going to wake up every day.
There you go.
Because I was at death's door.
Well, you're looking fine today, my man. You also have a Restore for Dogs formula. Hey, come on. We love our dogs. So the website and your phone number to order. And you have an order form on the website, don't
you? Yes, you can order from the website. Website is brainhealthformulas.com. And the phone number is 775-634-7789. Or you can call 775-364-4507.
But brainhealthformulas.com, that's easy to remember even without taking your pills. Okay. Derek Lee, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You're very inspiring, too. This could be a change of life for a lot of people. Appreciate you coming in all the way from Minden. It's a local product, folks. I'm John Potter. Back in a few minutes. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1051.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
I'm John Potter, and I believe the first stage of a realistic TV cooking show would have to be having each contestant trying to open a jammed-up utensil drawer. You never see that. That stupid potato masher does it every single time. Just sitting here looking at this new thing from, what is this from? U.S. News and World Report came out with a list a couple of days ago, a list of the cities in the United States with the best quality of life. It takes into account everything from crime rates to quality and availability of health care to commute time, affordability, and overall happiness of residents. These cities in the top 25 offer a wide range of activities and natural surroundings, and no city or town in Nevada is in the top 25. God, I hate these things. First off, you know, magazines, they pretty much fake these polls and surveys, and they put high population cities in the top rankings so that it makes the local news in those cities, and it gets people to buy their crappy dying magazine, which, like all the others, is in desperate shape. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what magazines do. They come out with these best place to live surveys, and of course the TV news falls for it, and it makes a story on the TV news, and you go out and buy the crappy magazine. And number two, you mean to tell me, what is this? I'm looking at the best quality of life cities here, folks. Number four, San Jose. The number 10 best quality of life city, Trenton, New Jersey. Number 12, best quality of life city to live in, Washington, D.C. Number 17, Albany, New York, are better than us? I ask you, would you prefer Trenton, New Jersey to Reno, Tahoe? Come on. they really think people are that gullible? Maybe they are. Sad. I got to tell you the number one. The best place of any other city to retire that offers you the best quality of life in the United States of America. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Good Lord. Nevada didn't make top 25. They ought to be sued or something. It's terrible. But back in my day, the U.S. News and World Report was real stuff, you know, like Time and Newsweek. I don't think they even publish that anymore. Those were my magazines. 884-9910 is our number. We'll be back with comedy show tickets for you to win. That's right. 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Going to break for Fox News on this beautiful Saturday. A great day for our morning show. FM News Talk time 1058.